So in the late 1970s, Microsoft wrote Microsoft Basic for 6502-based computers. At the time, that was things like the Apple II and the Commodore PET. It was really their first successful kind of sales and licensing deal where they're able to sell it on to Commodore and Apple and so on and get it incorporated in the ROMs of these particular machines. Now, about a year ago, Microsoft released all the source code for that BASIC, basically for the historical record, for archiving. But of course, that does allow us today to actually look at that Microsoft BASIC and to run it and to play around with it. Now, that's got, of course, some nostalgia aspect to it. There's a kind of a retro aspect to it, and there is a historical aspect. So in this video, what I want to talk about is how this 6502 assembly program has been ported to C so that we can run it on modern PCs. Windows, Mac OS, Linux runs on all of them. All you need is like the GCC compiler and it will actually work. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, so the video is going to be in two parts. In the first part, I want to jump straight into it to kind of just give you that demo, the nostalgia, the retro, showing you how we used to program computers in BASIC back in the 80s, the home computer revolution, Apple II PET, and then of course after that you had the Commodore 64, the Sinclair ZX Spectrum and so on, which all came with BASIC as well built into them. Not this version, but that kind of idea. All of these machines had BASIC built into them, really. There were some that didn't, but that was the basic idea. So I want to show you that, give you the demo of it. And then the second half of the video, I want to talk about the port to the C language so it runs on modern machines. Okay, straight to the demo. Okay, so here I am inside of BASIC. And you're inside an editor, but it's not really an integrated development environment. It's just basically a command line thing. So, you know, to write a program, you might do 10 print, notice all in capital letters, because that's the way it works. It only recognizes capital letters. Print hello. Okay, if you now do list, there's your program, one line, print hello, and then you can run it. Okay, and it prints out hello. You can still do list. Here is your program. And of course, a classic thing is you could then say on line 20, go to 10. So if you list out the program two lines now, it just goes around in a loop. So you can run that. Hello, 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 hello. Just keeps on going like that. Of course, you can do more interesting things. Like we could have 10 input. What is your name? Question mark. And then we're going to put that in a variable. It's going to ask the user, put it in a variable called N. Line 20. We can say print hello and then that variable. Okay, and so we can list that. Okay, what is your name? And then so we can run that. What is your name? Gary. Hello, Gary. And so you can see here we have the basic foundations of writing programs. Okay, and obviously from here you can start doing all kinds of things. This is a bubble sort program. So we've got some data here. 5, 2, 9, 1, 7. We want it all sorted. And one way you can do that, one algorithm is called the bubble sort. So let's run that. And there you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It sorted it. Here's a little program that will work out prime numbers for you. So on line 40 is where it does the division to see whether it's got any remainders in it. And so we can just run that. And there you go. There are the first prime numbers between 2 and 30. Now, there are 60 examples of little snippets of BASIC in the repo, and there are also some apps. And this is the first app. It's a number guessing game. Okay, so what's that? 15 lines of code. So very simple. Let's just run that. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 100. What's your guess? Well, we'll do this the binary search way. 50, too low. 75, too high. 60, too low. 70, too low. Oh. 75, 73, 74. Yes, you guessed correct. I did it in 6 try. Would you like to play again? Okay, so that's a simple program that's available in the repo. There's also a calendar app that prints out a calendar. So if we just run that, what year? Well, let's go with this year, 2026. And it prints out all the different months there right through. I've got the screen zoomed up pretty big here for the video, but if this was normal size, you'd see it all, no problem. And one more, there is a hangman program. It's got all the words, 50 words built in there. So you can take a quick look at those. Let's run that. Okay, so start with the vowels, A, E, yes, I, no. Okay, let's go with an S, no, T, R, okay, there is an R. Oh, I know what this is. It's a G, yeah, grape. There you go, grape, we won, okay? So there are other guessing games. There's a password generator, rock, paper, scissors, stone. There's a little Caesar cipher program in there. And these can all be written in BASIC. And of course, this is what we were doing back then in the day. We were writing these little programs on a home computer, which was a revolution. And the final example I want to give you today is there's an adventure program, a little text-based adventure program. That's also in the repo. It reads the rooms and the objects from a file, so it's completely extensible. It's not all hard-coded. You stand in a dusty entrance hall. You see a lamp here. Take lamp. There you go. North. Examine statue. A marble knight watches. Okay, let's go east. Okay, take key, examine book. This is basically the way the old adventure games used to be back in the day. And this is the foundation of one. You can create it and extend it, and you, it's all read in from files, so you can do it. So there you go. So this BASIC language at the time was very, very powerful, because look, we can do all these kind of things, and this was built into various computers like the Apple II. And so on. Okay, now as for the port, we've got 7,000 lines of 6502 assembly code. Now, there are several different ways we could implement this in C. One would be to build or to use an existing 6502 emulator, maybe kind of wrap it up so that it ran well just for this particular program, kind of produce an executable that is kind of an emulator built in and it runs the code. That's one way. Another way would be to produce a kind of compatible version purely in C from the ground up, saying, okay, this is the syntax, this is what it's done, we're using the assembly code reference, and then we're going to just implement it brand new in C. Or the third way, which is the way that I opted for, is to take the 6502 and kind of transliterate it over to C. So that means, in one sense, it's not going to be very efficient, because all of the structures and things that were in the assembly version are going to be in the C version. But at the same time, it means it's going to be pretty much 100% compatible, because we're just taking it in one language and transliterating it. I'll give you an example. In assembly language, there are lots of kind of jumping to subroutines or doing go-tos. Now, jumping to subroutines you could do kind of as functions, but go-tos really aren't part of modern languages. Now, C does have a kind of a go-to function. So, in fact, what you'll see if you look at the code is actually go-tos in various places, because it's kind of just replicating what you find in the assembly without trying to make it better, without trying to make it a pure C program for today. It's just taking that assembly version and just kind of making a C version of it, which means you get all the logic, all the memory management, or, you know, 64K was kind of how much memory these machines had. That all gets copied over as well. So that's what I've done. And I use, of course, some AI tools, Codex from OpenAI, to do it, because it's very, very easy to do that. I guided it along the way. We made various decisions about how to implement it, what to do. And then, of course, the documentation, the example programs. So you get a full kind of package of everything you need to run this on a modern PC. Go over to the GitHub repo. You just basically have GCC installed, run make, and it will build it, and you'll have the executable which you can use. Okay, that's it. Love to hear your thoughts. Did you use BASIC back in the 80s, before PCs, before kind of, you know, PlayStations? Did you do that? Is it something you like to look at now for retro reasons? I'd just love to hear your thoughts about it in the comments below. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.